What's up? Today I'm recording a podcast. I'm actually driving. I'm on the road. I'm coming from Atlanta, and it's gonna be quick. It's actually kind of dangerous, but it's something I want to get off my mind. And I probably shouldn't be doing it driving, but I'm just talking. It's just like if I was on the road singing. Today, I want to talk about cheating, and at a certain point, like, it has to stop. I understand doing certain things when you're young, cheating. I understand it. I get it. But once you're older, it's just, to me, my personal opinion, I think that you should stop. Cut it out. Grow up. Now, on one of my previous podcasts, I talked about cheating. But today, I'm talking about if you are a certain age, you got to give it up. And like I said before, nobody wants to get cheated on, whether it's in a relationship, money, or if you're just playing a game or whatever. Nobody wants to get cheated on. But as men and women, we cheat and we do things different. To be honest, I believe men cheat more. But women are sneakier with their cheating. You won't catch them cheating. Just won't. And to me, as a man, you know, you cheat, you want to sleep with a woman. The thing that I realize as I've gotten older, all it is a wet hole. It's a wet hole, and it makes you feel good. Now, men, we cheat for instant gratification, something that'll feel good for that moment. And we probably won't even think about it the next day or whenever, because we need that instant feeling. Women, if a woman cheats, lay on her back or do whatever, it's thought out. And I'm going to go deeper into that once I talk about it more. See, when a man cheats, if it's sexual, a man cheat is, like I said, it's just the feeling. She's trying to get a nut. A woman cheats. She have different reasons why she cheats. She may be looking for a man to talk to her more. So, to understand and listen to her. If it's something that a woman is missing in a relationship, she's going to go and find it. I don't think men are missing too many things in a relationship. It just boils down to, she pretty, she fine, she thick. A man might jump on her. He might take his chance, because we are visual. Not saying that a woman is not visual. It's just, most of the time, if a man cheats, hey, it's visual. But like I said, a woman, she might not cheat just because of how he looks. It might be him just listening to her, you know, or helping her out in a certain area, in the need of bills. You know, you might get your little sugar daddy. You might cheat. Back to the man. We're not cheating for a whole lot of reasons. We're cheating because of what we see. But in all actuality, when it comes to cheating, if you communicate with your partner, a lot of cheating won't even take place. Communication is the key to having a happier relationship. Because if you're happy, if you communicate you're happy, he's going to tell you what he wants, and she's going to tell you what she wants. That's communication. Now, it's 2021. Now, it's so many open relationships, it's like cheating shouldn't even be like the topic of discussion. I mean, now you have you also have sister wives. So if you still out here cheating, it's something really wrong with you. You need to talk to somebody. And if you're in a relationship and you think that a person is cheating, you're constantly checking up on them. You're watching their whereabouts or whatever. All you got to do is say, look, you go to your partner and just go to your partner and say, look, let's do some counseling. Because if y'all do counseling, it's going to make it good for both of y'all. I mean, if you invested in a person and you love that person, counseling should be easy. It should be an easy topic, you know, because 9 times out of 10, I believe counseling is going to make the relationship better. You know, you all going to sit down and y'all just going to air your problems out. And the relationship's gonna get better.
Welcome to South Carolina.
Yeah, I just crossed the South Carolina line. Now, but I believe if you're honest, a lot of problems can be solved. But if you're a liar, things will continue. And being a liar, most of the time, somebody's going to end up getting hurt. Because it's like this. When you're honest, being honest, a person will have more respect for you at the end. If you're being cheated on, and a person cheating on you, and you're being honest, at the end of the day, they're going to have more respect for you. Because everything, like my mom told me, what you do in the dark is going to come to the light. So, if you're being cheated on, one person cheating, one person honest, it's going to come to the light. But, like I said, if you're honest, you're more respected. And we're all human. People need to understand this. You may see somebody that you're attracted to. But just because you see somebody that you're attracted to, fine or whatever, you don't have to act on it. We're all human, from everyday regular people all the way up to the pastors. We all see people that we are attracted to. But as a man, I tell all males this. If you see somebody that you are attracted to, you have to learn to think with your big head and not your small head. Because cheating with that small head is like that instant feeling, and you know it's over with. You know, it might last 2 or 3 minutes. It's over with. And see, like the thing about cheating, like I said earlier, A man don't even have to know a lot of information. He don't have to know a lot of information. But one thing about a woman, if she ain't a hoe, she cheats strategically. She's gonna know something about him, where he worked, if he's married, if she do this, what could happen to her. I think a woman uses her brain when it comes to cheating. Now, when she falls in love, it's a different story. Men, we don't use our brain when we cheat. And I'm not saying that I'm a cheater. I'm just speaking from the from a male's perspective. A man gonna cheat because of what he see. He ain't trying to find out about a husband. I think if he spit game and she's down, want to meet somewhere, a man's gonna do it. He will put himself, his family in jeopardy for that instant gratification, that instant feeling. And like I say, I just don't think women will put that much on the line. Women they're gonna scope it out. It's like they're gonna draw up a plan just in case they need an exit strategy. A woman's gonna cheat and she's gonna know what she needs to do in case you get caught. Men, a man will not have a plan. Because all he see, she's fine, she's pretty, she look good, she smell good, and he has to have it. Now, I'm not saying women don't see guys that they would instantly jump on. Because they do. But I think that more of them is thought out. And to be honest, it feels good to be older and have, and I've been through some things. Because as you get older, being young, you get a lot of stuff out your system. And if you wanted to cheat or if you was into that lifestyle, you get it out your system. Because experience is a good teacher. Experience helps out with everything. And to me, if you have lived through some things and you over 45, it's just the fact that you out there cheating and catching something. I feel, living a little bit from experience, if you're over 40 years old, you done lived through it, you ain't caught no AIDS, HIV, gonorrhea, whatever, you good. So at this point, it would be kind of scary to be out here catching a disease. Because now, you know, I know, hell, now you can get a disease. You could get caught up cheating just by getting some head. You could get oral from a female and you got a disease. And women, the same thing. Now, if he got something in his mouth, he give you oral. You could catch a disease just by oral. So don't be out here 45 plus catching a disease and let that break up your marriage or your relationship. It just don't look right. And like I said before, men are visual. If you want to cheat by looking. And it's an old saying that says, just because you're on a menu don't mean you can't look at, just because you're on a diet don't mean you can't look at the menu. If you want to cheat by looking at her and saying what you could have done if you was back in your younger day. That's how you had to do it. Because at the end of the day, fellas, they all got holes. The hole get wet, you get in it, and it's over. So look for something in a partner of the size sex. Because you're not going to always be able to have sex with her or him. So you need to look to find something else in a person that you can like, that you like or that you love. Because those 6 years fade away. Once Mother Nature kicks in, the 6 years fade away. But if you do the job of finding things about your partner that you like or love, you know, it don't have to be the sexual thing. You know, find activities that you both can like and you're good. Okay, this week in the news, let's get right to it. They still talking about student loans, canceling student loans. I say this, if Joe Biden has anything to do with it, don't believe it. Because We are still waiting on the George Floyd Policing Act to be signed. But still haven't been signed. And at this point, I guess it's safe to say Kamala, Joe and Kamala, they fooled a lot of us. And African Americans are the reason that pushed them over that hump to get them in the office. But Joe and Kamala, they're still acting like Republicans. You know, I'll go back to it. The comment that she said, this is not a racist country, whatever. It's like, they did what they could do to psych people out, to get their vote, to get them in office. But really, not really standing on what they were hyping up. And, you know, it is what it is. I say this, if to me, with these bills and stuff not being passed, it's no better than when Trump was in office. Trump is like the bully that he'll do whatever to win. Joe Biden just say whatever to get people on his side. But Trump is that bully that he's going to tell you how he's feeling. You know, and I'm not saying vote. You should have voted for Trump. You do what you want. But I'm telling you, Joe Biden say what he thinks the people want to hear. Trump going to let stuff fly out that he shouldn't say, but he really means it. Now, schools are going back. The mask mandates are going back. And parents, I say this, don't be too afraid to, you know, to homeschool your kids. But you did it 1 year, so you should be better equipped this year. Make sure your child is equipped to learn at home. Because learning from you is better than sending them off, letting them learn from a teacher. Because you can teach them some things that you know. And I see these companies are saying if you're not vaccinated, you know, they're going to get rid of you. If you're on a job and the company is pushing for that policy, trust and believe. If that company start losing money, they're not going to say that. So I wouldn't even worry about that if I was working at a place. And last but not least, Robin. Yes, Robin, Batman's sidekick, is coming out as bisexual. Now, people can get mad at Lil Boosie all they want, but I'm going to tell you something that Boosie is saying is real. I don't agree with everything that Lil Boosie says, but when Lil Boosie say they're trying to make it okay for everybody and everything to be gay or come out as bi, that's what the world is leaning towards. And I kind of believe that. Because, you know, little kids are just looking at characters. They see two men, Batman and Robin, protecting this place and that place. So why even come out with his sexuality? We were okay with just watching Batman and Robin. What's next? Wonder Woman coming out as she was a man, but she just dressed as a woman. It's like, stop killing the children's dreams or whatever. You don't need to do that. If it's a man on the screen, let the children be happy with watching a man. If it's a woman on the scene, let them be okay with that. You don't have to push that agenda. Just like with the Sesame Street thing. They said Bert and Ernie was bi or whatever. Okay. The kids don't know that. They just watching characters and they're happy. Keep that quiet. Why do they need to know that Bert and Ernie were maybe messing around? But like I said, Lil Boosie say a lot of crazy things, but he's on something when he say that America is leaning towards making everything gay. It's okay to be gay. Heterosexual males are fading out. And Lil Boosie has a point. But all I say, to each his own. You do you, I'm going to do me. I'm going to stay heterosexual because I love women. That's all I have. Once again, thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday for another topic. And I'm going to push the envelope a little bit. Thank you.